Begin the current daf. Mesechtes Zvachim daf Zayin. Begin the daf. Begin Tes Matz. Begin the Gemara. Dilma. Maybe im Tim Tzoloy Mekama. Maybe no. Maybe didn't resolve that either. He's just saying. And if you say that, what are you going to say over there? Now the truth is, says Tes Reb Zera Nami Shahashiv Nami Ler Biyirmi, that he responded to Biyirmi Al Tuma Sheiro Ben Zul Lezu, that regarding the Tuma that happened between one and the other. K'maykin, the same thing is im Tim Tzoloy Mekama. He was saying that if you're going to say that. Is the same point that and the Kushri Shaina, and regarding the first question, regarding that question, l'chosh l'tarts, that he wasn't concerned about answering, because that's definitely difficult. Because they maybe could say tefreshinu b'zachazeh, that he separated one after the other, and that was. But then didn't we reject it? No, but and he wasn't concerned about this question. He said, really, though, that's going to be the case of the biblical case of two? Yeah, that's going to be. Truth is, when there is no way of remedying the carbon with letting it degrade, actually, he actually holds a lebezen masna. And that's the case over here, where it's a chattis. So it wouldn't help the grace. No, miu. However, hamuchach, but it's obvious the heicha the isle the kantebriya that where there is a remedy with grazing less le bezin masna that it doesn't hold the bezin masna. We can't isle the kantebriya. And the truth is, wait a second. Here there is a remedy with grazing, so it's not so simple to say that it would hold le bezin masna, and that's why it's taken care of the first question that was asked. One taida was slaughtered for another taida, so Rabbi says it's going to be kasha. Now, va'oila l'shem chayva, and that is what even fulfills obligation. Mishum shina baylam le'mifsalo. That we're saying that it is not a psul of shina baylam, because the ancient baylam el bezrika, the whole shina baylam is only by the blood being sprayed, and here it's regarding the shechita. Rav Chizdam Absuli says no, it's disqualified. Pirush, in other words, not disqualified totally. Min la'os l'shem chayv, it doesn't fulfill the obligation. Shem da'ab shina kodesh, because it's a change of the designation of the carbon. Kshama toydis plainly, when he says that person toyd l'shem toyd acherish al plainly, that should be for the other toyd of that person. Avalama toyd zu l'shem plainly, but you're right. But if he says actually this toyd should be for that person. Your classic Shina Bailam, that's actually Ksher Gemur, it's actually going to be totally valid. Fishu Shina Bailam, Meshchita, that will be a change of Bailam by Shchita, the Ksher Gemur, that's totally valid, it's only a problem by Zrika. So it's actually a Shina Kodesh type of a Basul, and that's why it says not going to be Allah Shem Chayva according to Rav Chizda. Next Taysa Hagah, Rav Chizda Mabsuli says disqualified. Near it seems that Davka betoyed the Polik, that specifically by Toyd he disagrees, Meshim Nechsib Behen Kro Shlomov, that was the puzzle, his Shlomov has to be for him, not for someone else. But Kuntra's Pirish, actually Rashi explains, do I dimashar kabbanas that chattas also, but other kabbanas would have the same halacha too. He says just why we picked Taida, because that was the source. Next says, Matam begins Gemel, Ramar Rabba, Rabba says, chattas shashach l'shem chattas kshera. Chattas that was slaughtered for chattas is kasha. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam says, the Rabbis kirav chizis really. That we just quoted just before, that holds. And the reason that is the Rabbi Itchi, because the Rabbi himself was rejected. And the time of the Taida, and the reason of the Taida is Mishum Shlomim, because of it's a Shlom. So, Mashma, it sounds like the Chassam and Loima, what it means to say is the Irish Shachta Hashem Chattas Chaver, that it was slaughtered for his friends, Chattas. And it's to say that, because, yeah, like we said, Taida is called the Shlomim, because, and it says Shlomov, which that's where you have the Psul, yeah, you can't say he's going like Rabbi who says Kashra. So, How does Rava say it's kosher? Yes, it is Rav Chizda, but Rav Chizda agrees by other kabbans that it's going to be kosher. Only says a problem by Taida when you do the Karban Chavera, because it says Shlamab. So, therefore, what Rabbi Natam is saying is that when you shecht his own chattis for his friend's chattis, is the case that it's talking about. Now, and Rav Chizda would agree in such a case. Now, it says of an irritzim, the law of Bahochi Mari. Actually, that it's not talking about such a case. Because Medeloi Kama Behedya Chaveiroi doesn't say in these words, L'shem Chatzis Chaveiroi. Elamai, rather, what's the Torah says, Taisa? But Chatzis Chaylev L'shem Chatzis Dam. when you do, you're the same person, one type of chatas for another type of chatas. Kedama Rabba come and pick, like Rabba said later on the pick, then Dav Tesim Abayz, chatas chelev sheshach l'shem chatas dam, that if you slaughter one type of chatas for another type of chatas, well, l'shem chatas avoy zikachabim or chatas avoy dezar, sure, it's going to be valid. L'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzar, that's going to be psula, because hani oilis ninu, they're considered like oilis in regards to like a regular chatas, because they're not dear to be mechapa. Then it says to him, you're going to say, but tarti the Rabba lomali, well, why do I need two teachings of Rabba that, or the gears actually should be Sharaba. So, why is he repeating his words then? The reason why he picks it over here is Lashmin to let us know the Shina Kodesh Ibchem Shina Bailam. We wanted to say and show you and illustrate how Shina Kodesh is the opposite of Shina Bailam, like the Gemara goes through, that the case by Shina Kodesh good is by Shina Bailam is not going to be good and vice versa. Avgav the Rabba Le Pirish Habsukim Kitvara, although Rabba doesn't explain the Psukim. Like his words. And the fact that it says Nav Gimel Mibiz Rav Yisab Ami Rami Shina Kodesh, he posed this contradiction on Shina Bailam. Mashan in the answers like we see over there, that even though it's not really Rav himself, but Lamaisa, that is the reason for his words. And that's why we're telling you this chiluk in the halacha, as our Gemara says over here. V'lo kamon, but the verse is what he says later on. Nokad lechalik bechatois. He was coming to differentiate over there regarding the different time bechatois, like we said, versus chatas noz and metzara that are not there to be mechaper. And v'gam b'shem baya da achakach. Also, the reason is because he wanted to ask a question after that. The baya Rava asks chatas chel v'shachach l'shem chatas the tumas mikdash kedoshav mahu. Regarding that case, he had a suffix, so therefore he prefaced by saying these other cases. As to show what he knows obviously, and then regarding what he has a suffix regarding. So like it says, master begin the words of Gemara, chatas shoshachta mishem choyev oyle ksher. You slaughter chatas and it's chayev oyle, then it's kosher because it's not in the ballpark at all. But Taisa qualifies it must be tomak kagun shalei frisha dying that he didn't separate the carbon oil yet. The frisha, because if he did have a lika al misha in the choyev klum, then actually would be like the following case for someone that is not obligated in anything at all because imtim tolema. If you're going to say that was the shaila, if it's not going to be mechaper for an asay lachafrosh, and you're ready mamafresh, so then that would mean that you still have assays that are not being accounted for. The mistama oila yavi vichaper lakoil, where that presumably the oil is going to bring in is going to atone for everything. That would only be if it wasn't mafreshed yet, or inam another person, but it's just like we know he's going to. And therefore, that's why the chatas is a different ballpark. Or you know, another person could say, "Dama harei alai oila." He said, "I take it upon myself for responsibility to bring a oila." So not like mistami is going to bring a oila. He said, that when he's going to finally separate, he's going to atone for whatever asays he did, and therefore there's no shaykhs between the oila and the chatas. Like it says, klum psula. If it's for someone that doesn't, it's not have anything, it's going to be disqualified. So it says, "Idigar sinan baha memra." If the gear says oila, not chatas, but rather oila. So, because the gabe oila namik siv l'chaper alav, because ba oila also says l'chaper alav. And therefore, that's the shaila, would it be the same for someone that's namachayib anything at all? Because the igasin hocha chatas, as our gears is, lom le idach milsa de rabba, the chatas mechaperas al chib asay, why would you need the other teaching of rabba that the chatas atones for chib asim? Hocha shemin, you already know it from this teaching already here. Therefore, that's why some of the gears are oila. No, he says, "Mat to begin the Gemara, Chiba Asay LeKoshkin." So, if Mechaper Chiba creases, v'shor it atones for Chiba Asay. So he says, "Mahay Kavachem Ablon Lameim." From this Kavachem, we should really have said to fill Mekiv Mechaper that it's a full fledged Kapara that Chatas does for Asay. At the end, Mechaper, but it doesn't. Hoyel veIkar leMilsa Achritikas, since it primarily comes for something else, for the Chiba creases, and it's the same. Mahani Kavachem LeKufi, that the Kavachem only helps to be like this floating, secondary, a weaker type of Kapara.